gosh, that's kind of an annoying noise, isn't it?
It's that same car alarm that's always going off.
That's right, at all hours of the day and night. Woke me up 3 times this week.
Just try and ignore it.
What if a car's being stolen? What do we do?
Applaud.
That's better. Car alarms have sort of outlived their usefulness, haven't they? I mean, when you hear one going off, nobody ever thinks of doing anything.
Well, I wouldn't say that was true. I think of doing something. I think of going down there with a baseball bat, bashing out all the car windows, and reaching in with my bare hands and ripping out the alarm, throwing it up into a tree somewhere from whence it will never, never be recovered.
So I was wrong.
I'll say, Anthony, that garbage pail has a leak in it. I thought I told you can just throw it out.
Uh-huh. Well, now, that's exactly what I've been trying to do. But, Julia, maybe you could tell me, how the heck do you throw out a garbage can? I have been leaving this thing on the curb for the past 3 weeks. They will not take it. I finally wrote a little note saying, this thing right here is garbage. Please take it. Thank you.
What happened?
They took the note, and they left this one. You're welcome. I took a message for you while you were gone. Your son called, but he had to go to class. He's real anxious to talk to you, so he's gonna call back later on.
How's old Payne getting along these days?
Just wonderfully, Mary Jo, thank you. His grades couldn't be better, and I have a real good feeling about this young woman he's seeing. They are so sweet together. I can't quite describe it, but it's special.
Hot and heavy, huh?
Yes, hot and heavy was the phrase I wanted, thank you.
Kids grow up so fast these days.
I wouldn't say Payne was grown up. After all, he still has another quarter of school left.
I don't mean just Payne. I mean all kids. I mean, come on, you've seen Junior Star Search. Got these 7-year-olds on there wearing spandex, you know, and doing these pelvic thrusts, you know, these big professional grins on their faces, you know, like this.
It's spooky.
Oh, let's face it. Kids aren't getting any older. We are.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that was true at all.
I would. I'm not fighting it anymore. It used to make me feel guilty that rock music now gives me a headache. But you know what made me feel better? You know when they had Noriega all holed up in that embassy and the troops started blasting rock music at him to make him surrender? I said, hey, it's not just me. Apparently the Pentagon has now approved this stuff as a weapon.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Suzanne. Did you speak to Tinka Ford?
Yes, I did. Had breakfast with her at the club, and she marked the tear sheet she wanted. Oh, and Julia, she wants to know how you like the birthday present she sent you.
Oh, please. Nancy Reagan's book.
Well, she said it was a gag gift.
Well, it certainly made me gag.
Sugar Bakers?
Well, how are you?
Julia, it's Payne.
Gee, are you serious? Did you really read Nancy Reagan's book?
Yeah, that's what I did. Payne, darling, how are you?
I don't know. I just thought maybe you would have exploded or had a stroke or something by now.
Well, maybe it's some kind of delayed reaction. Nobody stand too close to Julia.
Gee, I want to talk to him, too.
Just a minute, Suzanne. Payne has gotten more credits than he thought. He is graduating next week. My dear, you have been busy.
Wow, Payne's graduating college. Just like I was saying, he's really growing up.
Oh, darling, Payne's getting married. Oh, you could just knock me over with a feather.
No, no, I couldn't imagine any bigger news than that. Oh, well, I guess that is bigger. Payne's pregnant.
Gee, he has been busy.
He's graduating Saturday. He's getting married Sunday.
Gee, this is kind of fast.
Well, they're both graduating early. Sylvie's been offered a job in New York, so they're going there right after the honeymoon.
So, are you okay about all this, Julia?
Well, Mary Jo, all my life, even before Payne was born, my first priority was to be a good mother. So, I have to ask myself, what would a good mother do in this situation? And the answer is so clear. A good mother would be happy.
Julie, you are such a good mother. I mean, I hope I can be as good a mother to my baby. You know, it's interesting. I've always thought of the four of us as being pretty much the same. But, I mean, in terms of kids, we couldn't be more different. I mean, I've got a brand new baby, and Mary Jo's daughter's about to finish high school, and, well, you haven't even started yet.
I beg your pardon? What exactly is it that I haven't started?
I mean, you want to have kids someday, don't you?
Charlene, I don't know. It's not the kind of question I ask myself. Not like those women who hang around expensive restaurants whining about my biological clock. But I assure you, if I ever decided I did want a baby, I would do it instantly with a minimum of fuss and muss.
I was just making an interesting point that my baby is new. You know, Mary Jo's kids are school age, and Julie is a grandmother.
Thank you, Charlene. Thank you for that clarification. May I venture to point out that I'm not a grandmother yet?
What's the matter? Don't you want grandchildren?
Of course I want grandchildren. Everybody wants grandchildren. Unfortunately, nobody's been able to figure out a way to get them without becoming a grandmother. It's just that word, grandmother.
Julie, you don't have to be called grandmother. You'd be called Nana. Or Mama or Mima.
Julia, I know why you're upset. This society does make way too big a deal out of grandmothers. I mean, say, if you got hit by a car tomorrow, the headlines would say, grandmother gets hit by a car. Or next year, if you won the Nobel Prize, they'd say, Grandma wins Nobel Prize. I mean, you know, they don't do that to guys. When Bush got elected, I didn't see anything that said, Grandfather elected president.
Well, I'm gonna go start packing. I'm gonna leave tonight so I can go up and help plan the reception. Y'all coming up Sunday morning?
Mm-hmm. Oh, listen, do you want us to call Reese and see if he wants to come up with us?
No, he's out of town. It's gonna be just us.
See you Sunday.
Right. And in the meantime, I'm going to do two things. First, I'm going to put aside my petty concerns and concentrate on Payne's happiness. And secondly, I'm going to make darn sure I don't win the Nobel Prize.
And this is where all the guys' bedrooms are. Terra incognita, Mom. No women allowed.
Should I be here?
Yeah, it means women, doesn't mean moms.
Oh, well, that's good.
Hey, you graduated, buddy.
I sure did. Oh, Mom, this is Brian. Brian, this is my mother, Julie Sugarbaker.
How do you do?
Hello, Miss Sugarbaker. Well, you must be proud of old Payne here, huh? Graduating and getting hitched.
Good grief, another one. Whoever owns that car ought to be shot.
Mom, it's Brian's.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry.
I'll go turn it off. Well, hey, by the way, I hear you're going to be a grandma, huh? Congratulations.
Don't worry, that thing's always going off. Everybody hates it. Oh, look. Better get out of this thing. I got one last box to pack. I'll be 2 seconds.
Take your time.
Oh, when I get back, we'll go out to lunch and I'll tell you all about how the wedding's going to be tomorrow.
Isn't there anything I can do?
Mom, it's going to be very casual. Sylvie's parents are in Hong Kong, so it's just going to be our friends, a couple people in the chaplain's office, and then a big party. It's all arranged. I don't need you to do a thing. I'll be 2 seconds.
Well, if you don't need me, you don't need me. After all, you're a grown man now. Graduated, getting married, having your own children. You don't need your old mother anymore.
Whoa, baby, what can I do for you? Oh, sorry, I didn't realize you were up.
Neither did I.
Joe, you've said that.
All right. Not a small talk. And it was a nice wedding. It's been a fun reception, but I am sleepy. I mean, we got to get up early in the morning and drive back. I think we should go on.
We can't leave while Payne and Sylvia are still here. Wouldn't be good manners. Besides, I don't want to spoil Julia's good time.
I got a news flash for you, Charlene. Julia's good time is not dependent on you.
Maybe the champagne, but not you.
Well, she deserves to have a little fun. You know, this week's been kind of tough on her.
Oh, yeah, she looks all broken up.
Hey, thanks for not holding that thing I said yesterday against me.
It's already forgotten. You know, the memory is the first thing to go.
Well, it must be, because if you'll forgive me for saying so, there ain't nothing else gone on you.
Normally, I would not forgive you for saying that. You see, I've always believed that relations between near strangers should retain a certain distance and propriety. But what the hell?
You're quite a woman. I think you're a little dangerous.
I am. And I'm glad you said that, because I am. I'm not just a harmless mother. I am a dangerous woman.
I find it hard to believe you're almost a grandmother.
I find that hard to believe, too.
Boy, she sure is sucking up that champagne.
No, I know Julia. She's just putting on a brave face.
Well, don't look now. She may be putting on a brave face, but Payne's roommate's about to suck it off.
You know what? I regret. I love that Payne planned his own wedding, and it was beautiful. But there's one thing I always wanted to do. I always wanted to sing at my son's wedding.
Hey, I always say, don't fight the feeling.
Oh, that is very wise. That is very, very wise. Excuse me. Thank you, everybody, for coming here. I know that my son Payne loves you all, and today has been a very special day for him, and a very special day for him.
I think she's had too much champagne.
No, she's fine.
Now Payne and his lovely bride, Sylvie, are about to leave for their honeymoon. But before they go, I want to just take a moment and sing a song for you. It's a special song, one that I used to sing for Payne when he was just a little boy. Hit it.
No gal maid has got a shade on sweet Georgia brown. Two left feet, but oh so neat has.
Well, I'm surprised. Brown. I felt sure she'd go for Danny Boy.
Oh, die for sweet Georgia brown. I tell you just why. Well, not much. Is this said she knocks off dead when she lands in town in a taxi. Since she came, well, it's a shame how she cools her down.
Don't worry, Mom never takes her clothes off unless they throw money.
Supposed to wake me up. She's probably still asleep herself. Lord knows what time she finally got in last night.
Well, she must be out cold. She didn't even answer when we knocked.
What's the matter?
She's not in there. That bed hadn't even been slept in.
Well, where could she be?
You thinking what I'm thinking?
I think we're all thinking the same thing.
She's been in an accident.
Oh, did I wake you? Excuse me.
It's quite all right.
It's about time. Where in the world are you? You're kidding.
I assure you I'm not kidding, Suzanne. You get in the car and come over here and get me right now. And one more thing, I prefer that you not tell Charlene and Mary Jo about this.
Julia! Julia! Oh, Lord's sake. I was just getting ready to call the hospital. Thank goodness you're okay.
Hello, Charlene. Yes, I'm fine. Just come on over, please. I'd call a cab, but I don't know where my purse is. No, nobody took it. It's probably just with my clothes.
I'll explain everything when you get here.
Yes, goodbye. I'll tell you everything that happened. Just as soon as I find out myself.
We should never have left her there at that party by herself.
Well, we had to. We were falling asleep. I mean, she seemed to be in good hands.
The only question remaining being, just how good were those hands?
Mother!
Ah! Payne, you're supposed to be in Bermuda.
Mom, you're supposed to be in the hotel.
What are you doing here?
Sylvie and I spent the night at the Four Seasons. Our plane doesn't leave for a couple hours. I forgot my bathrobe.
Oh, well, here it is. I guess you'll be wanting to go on now. You have to get there early for those international flights.
Mother, what's going on?
I don't even know how I got here. I'm sure there must be some simple explanation.
Sure there is, Ma.
There is.
You were wasted. Ask Scott to take you home.
Payne, Scott may have misinterpreted that.
What?
Just tell me one thing, Payne. How old is your friend Scott?
He's 22.
Well, then at least it wasn't a felony.
Mother, you can't be serious. You and Scott?
I'm afraid so. I know it's shocking.
Well, you're an adult, Mother. What you do is your own business. Just promise me one thing.
What is that?
Whatever happens, you won't make me call him Daddy.
Payne, how you doing, buddy?
Scott, this is Payne. Payne, this is Scott.
Mom, we know we're roommates. We've slept together for the last 2 years.
Oh, well, then we'll all have a lot to talk about.
Well, I say we go up those stairs and start busting into rooms.
Suzanne, women aren't allowed upstairs. The house mother will throw us out, and then Julie will be stranded.
Oh, big woo! House mother. It's always some little old frail grandmother with nerve deafness. Listen, I'm going up there.
Can I help you, young lady?
Yes, you can. You can get out of my way, please. There's somebody upstairs that I need.
Like I haven't heard that before? You know, I know there's a man shortage, but it's 10 o'clock in the morning. These boys need sleep.
You two are awfully casual about all this.
Mrs. Sugarbaker, it's not that big a deal. It's not like you heaved or anything.
Yes, I didn't heave. I shall carry that memory with me proudly.
Mrs. Sugarbaker, it's okay.
Scott, are you telling me that last night I didn't do something I'll regret forever?
Well, yes, you did. You turned me down.
I did.
Mom, Scott slept in the adjoining room. You really didn't know?
Oh, I'm so glad. Pain, darling, I really am so happy that you're happy. Last night, I just got a little too heavy.
You were great. Everyone loved you. I'm always so proud of you, always. Nobody's got a mom like you.
Oh, hey.
You were going to make one sexy grandma.
Let's find a new word for that.
Anything you want.
Hey, those women who were at your wedding yesterday, they're busting into rooms.
Julia, what are you? Come on, let's go.
Oh, Julia, you didn't.
She didn't.
Suzanne, I am coming. I also have a splitting headache. I'd appreciate if y'all would hold it down a little.
All right, come on.
Thank you, that's better. Oh, son, may I just borrow that for a moment? Grandma's gonna take care of that.